You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of
it's
more
the
talk
Gruber
now.
Show. Scott Bertram.
Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
At Scott Bertram on Twitter is where to find me, SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. We've got our next guest on Twitter too, at John R. Lott Jr., and the website crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. He is John Lott Jr. John, thanks for jumping back on the Steve Gruber Show.
No, great to be on. Thanks.
Appreciate the time. I guess everyone's getting the question, and I know that you tweeted a bit on this last night about the Judge Kavanaugh nomination, the confirmation process, these new allegations. What's your take?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm skeptical of that, but, you know, just the timing for this, if the Democrats had brought this up over the summer when she first got the letter, or if they had brought it up, before the hearings, this thing would have been aired and things would have gone on. And my guess is there wouldn't have been any problem. But bringing it up now after the hearings, when the vote is just a couple days away in the committee there, I think it fits in with what the Democrats have wanted to do all along, and that is try to delay the vote. I mean, their goal, I think, is to try to delay it until after the election, and then at that point, if they can take the Senate, they'll just kill the nomination at that point. But, if they believe it, if the mm-hmm. Democrats really believe it, they should have brought it up before.
Right, right. And I think you're right. The end game in terms of pushing it back, delaying, and then hoping November's election changes the makeup. I think that, you know, that's the goal. And so we'll see what Republicans want to do with that as things unfold this week. John, I know you've talked about this a bit, crimeresearch.org. There's a story there, also a story at foxnews.com on this study that claims the U.S. is home of one-third of mass shooters worldwide. Boy, that number is nowhere close to being accurate, and yet people who are hungry for that sort of data accepted it at its face. What did your research find?
Right, I mean, this is a claim President Obama, when he was in office, would constantly go and claim that the United States was unique in terms of mass public shootings. This was a study that the administration would refer to in order to back up his claim. And it got coverage in literally hundreds of media outlets here in the United States, and probably got more international news coverage than any other academic work this century. But the problem is the guy who was behind this, Adam Lankford, he would never give out his list of cases. He claimed that there were 202 shooters in the rest of the world over about a 47-year period of time from 1966 to 2012, while there were 90 in the United States. So I'm not exactly sure how many shootings he thought occurred there. Most people would have put in terms of the number of shootings rather than just shooters. But
right.
The thing is, I was pretty skeptical that there were so few to begin with. I mean, we're talking about probably less than 100 shootings that he was claiming occurred over a 47-year period in the rest of the world. And so we decided to go and use his definition of mass public shootings and to go and try to count that. I didn't go back to 1966 because mm-hmm. I have no clue how to find cases of mass public shootings in Africa in the 1960s, mm-hmm. where four people would be shot to death someplace, or 1970s or even 1980s. And that's one of the questions he would never answer, how he went back and claimed to find these cases. So we just looked at the last 15 years of the period that he looked at, and we found well over 3,000 mass public shooters over that period of time. So in less than one third the period of time, we found over 3,080 mass public shooters compared to his 202 over 47 years. And rather than the United States ranking way up there by itself, it's actually below the world average. The U.S. has about 4.6% of the world's population, but less than 1.4% of the shooters during that period of time, and ranked about 62nd in terms of murder rate from mass public shootings.
John Lott with us from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You do this a lot. I mean, you find this research, you find research is not correct in essence. Largely, I mean, do you find it's because the research is done in bad faith? Do you find they're using the wrong numbers? I mean, what is normally the problem with research that allows the incorrect conclusions to be reached?
It's kind of hard to get into somebody's mind to know why they did what they did. I mean, in Lankford's case, he would refuse to answer any questions. He wouldn't tell you how he had found the cases. He wouldn't provide his list of cases that
were
there. That's
a red flag.
Yeah, no, it's a big warning sign. And the fact that he did that from the very beginning, I think, in some sense, shows that he knew something was wrong with it. And since that was seen from the very beginning, it indicates to me that, you know, he was putting out a number that he really didn't believe himself. And, you know, this is just not some normal research. This is something, as I said, the president at the time was constantly making reference to it. It was getting coverage in major news outlets around the world. And you would think that the guy would feel some obligation to explain how he got the results that he was claiming to get and to show people proof of what he had.
Yep.
So the fact that he wouldn't do that indicated to me that there were real problems.
John Lott, find him on Twitter at John R. Lott Jr., crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. John, thank you once again for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, thank you very much.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today. There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.